Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf Bet, Mishnah Dalet. Here we'll talk about a Kiseh Shel Kala, which was a wooden chair that was ornate, that was used at a wedding celebration for the bride to sit in. It looked like a regular chair. It had its legs. It has the frame. It has the seat. But what's unique about this is it has wooden slats that would go behind the woman to allow her to rest with her back. And also, there would be wooden slats coming up to serve as the armrests. Mishnah says, Kiseh shel kala shenitelu hipuyav, a bridal chair that had the slats removed, the backrest and the armrests. Beit Shammai mitame'in. Beit Shammai says it still can become tameh, even though it's not fancy enough to be used at a wedding. It still serves its purpose as a chair, and therefore it's still a utensil. Beit Hillel mitaharin. Beit Hillel says no. It's tahor. If it loses its original purpose, which was to be used at a wedding, it is not a utensil anymore. Shammai Omer, Shammai himself, not Bet Shammai, Shammai the elder himself says, Af malben shel kiseh tameh. He says, I agree with you, to his students, and he goes even a level further. Not only is a chair with its legs and its frame tameh, in this type of situation, if it was a bridal chair that lost its armrest and its backrest, but even the chair itself, where a person could sit on, the board itself is a keli on its own, and someone could sit on it. So he says, I'll go for a level further. Even the seat itself is still a keli and could become tameh. We'll talk now about a chair that was attached to a large wooden container that was used to make dough, a kneading trough. In this situation, you could still sit on it like a chair. Question becomes, is it subject to tumat midras, or is the chair part of the trough and therefore only subject to tumah through contact? Kiseh shekeva'o ba'areva, a chair that was attached to a kneading trough for the dough. Beit Shammai mitame'in. Beit Shammai says it can become tameh with tumat midras because the chair could still be used as a seat. Beit Hillel mitaharin. Beit Hillel says no. It's tahor from tumat midras because you view the chair as only an extension of the trough. It's batel, it's nullified, and therefore it can only become subject to tum'ah through contact. Shammai omer af he'asui ba, says Shammai himself. Even a chair that was built into the trough itself could become tameh through midras. Shammai is agreeing with his students when they say that a chair that's attached to a midras is still subject to tumat midras, but he goes a level further and he says, even if you take the trough itself and you make a seat in it, that area can now become tameh with tumat midras because you could use it as a chair. So the student said a chair that's attached could become tameh. Shammai is taking it even further. He says, no, not only if it's attached, but if it's part of it, if it's in it, if you take the trough and you fashion a chair in it, it could also become tameh.